Welcome to another episode of Fast Food Frenzy, where we dive into everything you need to know about the world of fast food. I'm Mike, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Jim. Hey, everyone. Today, we're serving up something a little different. We're not just talking about what's on the menu, but how much it's going to cost you. We all know that fast food is quick, convenient, and for the most part, affordable. But what exactly determines those prices that we often take for granted? Mike, that's right, Jim. Fast food prices can vary a lot depending on where you are, what you're ordering, and even the time of year. We're going to break down some of the key factors that influence these prices. Plus, we'll be mentioning a great resource that tracks the latest menu prices across your favorite fast food chains, MenuPriceBytes.com. If you've ever wondered how much that burger or taco is going to set you back, this site is definitely worth a visit. So let's jump into it. First off, regional differences are a big deal. If you're ordering a Big Mac in New York City, you're probably paying more than someone ordering the same in a small town in the Midwest. The reason? Higher costs of living in urban areas. Real estate prices, wages, and even utility costs are all higher in big cities, and that trickles down to the menu prices. Exactly. And it's not just the big cities versus small towns. Even within a single city, you might find price differences based on the neighborhood. Fast food chains often adjust their prices based on the demographics and income levels of the area. Another major factor is the cost of ingredients and supply chain logistics. The price of beef, chicken, and other key ingredients can fluctuate based on everything from weather conditions to global trade policies. And when those prices go up, so do the prices on your favorite fast food items. And let's not forget about labor costs. As minimum wage laws change, particularly in states that have implemented higher wages, fast food chains have to adjust their pricing to maintain their margins. We're seeing more and more places introduce self-service kiosks and mobile ordering, which helps them manage these costs, but there's still an impact on the menu. Speaking of technology, it's also influencing how fast food chains price their menus. With more options to order through apps and delivery services, some chains are experimenting with dynamic pricing, essentially adjusting prices based on demand. During peak times, you might pay a bit more, whereas ordering during off-peak hours could save you some money. Yeah, that's a great point. Another thing we've noticed is the impact of food trends. For example, the recent rise in demand for plant-based options has led to premium pricing on those items. Fast food chains know people are willing to pay more for a Beyond Burger or an Impossible Whopper, so they adjust their prices accordingly. And L,